We pray. Lord God, hear us and help us to hear you. Amen. The greater metropolitan area of Boston, Massachusetts, has many Catholic churches. On Ash Wednesday, one can see many people walking around with smudges of ashes on their forehead. I recall walking home from junior high school on one Ash Wednesday. Neither me nor my friend were Catholic, so we didn't have a smudge on our foreheads. Yet, so many of our companions did. So because he didn't want to be different, my friend reached down to the ground and stuck his finger in the dirt and put a smudge on his forehead. You couldn't tell the difference. His smudge of dirt was symbolic of his own lack of personal conviction. But what about the many real ashes on the foreheads? It goes back to an ancient custom. After Palm Sunday, the priest would burn the palm branches until they were just dust. And then he would save those ashes. A year later, on Ash Wednesday, the priest would take those ashes, dip his finger in them, and put it on the forehead of the parishioner, oftentimes in the shape of a cross. And then he would say, "Remember, man, that thou art dust and ashes, and unto dust thou shalt return." So the original purpose was to remind the person that he is mortal, and also to symbolize his sorrow over sin as preparatory for the season of Lent. Well, there's nothing wrong with this kind of symbolism. Reminders are good. We have plenty of reminders around us, as long as the reminders truly make the person think. Think, in this case, about his mortality and about his sins. The Old and New Testaments have a number of symbolic acts like this. We hear Job saying, "Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes." And Daniel said, "Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes." Christ said, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." When the symbolism truly represents that which is found in the heart, it has some value. However, if the symbolic act is just an act and nothing more, then it has no value. Furthermore, in this particular instance, if the symbolic act ends where it begins, it is sad indeed. What if each Ash Wednesday, you are reminded that you are a sinner and that you're going to die and you're going to meet your eternal judge, and that your only hope is to perform enough good works to pay for the sins that you committed? What then? We're sinners, which means we're constantly accumulating sins. And we may try to work them off, but there's always more coming and more coming. And we can't hold back the flood. So how could we ever do enough? Indeed, we cannot do even one thing perfectly well. Ash Wednesday is a week from today. We observe it, though not with a smudge of ashes on our foreheads. CLC pastors will indeed remind us that we are sinners. that we are dust and ashes, and that we will return to the dust in death, they will remind us that we will stand before our eternal judge. But at this point, the message of our pastors will be dramatically different from that which the average priest gives. Our pastors will proclaim to us the message, if not the very words, of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Me here refers to the promised Savior. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. These words are prophetic of the work of Jesus. He came into this world to take away the ashes and to replace them with this beautiful turban, this headdress. Truly, this is the message of Ash Wednesday. Sins, yes. Death, yes. Judgment, yes. But much more. As I say, Jesus came to remove the ashes of our sorrow and replace them with the headdress of His joy. The word here for headdress is the same as that which is used in verse 10 of our chapter. And there it refers to the headdress that a bridegroom wore to his wedding. Jesus came to replace our sadness with His joy. The joy that was His upon His resurrection from the dead. The joy that was His in the knowledge that He had completed the work of redemption for the world. The full and free redemption for you and me. It is as He promised. He said, "Most assuredly I say to you that you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. You now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." So next Wednesday, go to church in sorrow, but leave with joy. Oh, that all the people of the world could have a church like yours, where the ashes of sorrow are being continually replaced with that turban of joy. We pray. O Lord, we mourn over sins committed, for they are many. O Lord, we rejoice that where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. As we see the approach of the Lenten season, help us to see in ever-increasing clarity that the suffering and death of your Son has for all time wiped out our sins. Reach out your gracious hand and touch all those who are now mourning but have not yet found your joy. For the sake of Jesus, hear us. Amen. Hymn 96, verse 3.